Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. This morning early, before 7, I sat on the deck with my coffee and enjoyed watching and listening to the birds. Most have gotten used to me being there, and as long as I'm still, they will come and visit the feeders. I was really excited because there were 3 hummingbird visits. We have been waiting for them to show up. If you have never considered bird feeders, you might want to try. Watching the different colors flit through the air, choose a seed, and fly off again helps your mind let go of its busyness before the day starts or at the day's end. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. We all hear so much about the importance of rest, specifically of sleep, and the fact that so many folks have a terrible time getting to sleep and staying asleep. There are a ton of commercials advertising a ton of medications, prescription and over-the-counter, mattresses that promise everything, and gadgets. This morning, I want to share a resource with you that was shared with me, and it has been very helpful. It is a free app called Lectio 365. Lectio 365. Several months ago, a friend shared the app with me because she knows I have had trouble sleeping at times. It is not an app for sleeping. In fact, it is an app about prayer. Each day, there is a morning and evening message made up of scripture, pause for silent reflection, and then prayer. Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety, is often part of the evening prayer. In any case, my friend said she started listening to the evening message, and it had really helped her fall asleep and stay asleep. So I downloaded Lectio 365 and gave it a try. I found it to be so soothing. Not rushed, prayerful, and I fell asleep. So I have continued it and have been every night since then. I get ready for bed, climb in, turn off the lights, and open the app on my phone. Many nights I do fall asleep before it is over, and on nights when I am more keyed up, I will listen a second time. And I always fall asleep. The calm voices of the readers, the quiet pauses for reflection, and the prayers seem to calm my soul and remind me of the Lord's presence. We all know folks who have trouble falling asleep or sleeping through the night. So I have shared it with 3 women that are going through difficult times. Each of them has told me separately how much they love the evening prayer, and it has consistently helped them relax and go to sleep. So, here I am, telling you about it. The Lectio 365 prayer is patterned after Lectio Divina, a traditional monastic practice of the 3rd century A.D. The practice consists of scripture reading, meditation, contemplation, and prayer, which is intended to encourage time with God and increase our knowledge of God's Word. Lectio 365 is actually a resource of an international interdenominational prayer movement, Prayer 24/7. With a vision to revive the church and rewire the culture through nonstop night and day prayer. The movement began in England in 1999 when a simple student-led prayer vigil went viral, and groups all over the world joined in to pray. Now, over two decades later, thousands of communities have taken part in 24/7 prayer in churches, communities, and cities in over half the countries on earth. I would encourage you to check out their website. There are numerous resources related to prayer, including an April 2023 interview with N.T. Wright on theology and prayer, and simple prayers for the people in current situations, such as the recent earthquake in the Middle East. Also, podcasts and videos and other opportunities to participate in a prayer community. For me, the evening prayer has been a special blessing, and I will continue to share it with others. After a long day of stuff that has to be done and dealing with issues and worries that arise, this evening prayer time soothes my soul and allows me to wake in the morning to the glory of a new day. I hope you will try it and or share it with a friend. We can become part of a worldwide prayer group. Let us pray. Thank you for prayer, Lord. It is the way we can communicate with you. It does not need to be fancy or perfect in some way predetermined by others. It can be simple, focused on the real things of our lives and the lives of others. A conversation with you. Please prod us, Lord, to let prayer become a natural, ongoing, anytime, anywhere, part of our daily walk with you. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.